to Yachting International Radio. You're with Corinne Rayson from the Crew Coach on the Wellbeing Project. Today we're focusing on leadership and something quite special about leadership, and that is having the courage to ask for feedback. And I would say also receive feedback. So I have Ed with us today. Ed is a graduate of the Crew Coach Advanced Leadership course, and he has kindly offered to share his learnings and experience around asking for feedback. So welcome, Ed.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Ed, can you tell us a little bit about, before we begin, a little bit about you and how long you've been working in the industry for?
Sure. My name's Edward. I'm from Scotland. I've been in yachting since 2009. It's predominantly been service focused, and I'm currently at the level where I'm head of service.
Fantastic. Great. And why did you decide to do this course?
So for me, I think it was just to get a better understanding of myself. I think I come across as a good leader, but you know, there's always room for improvement, and just doing this course, it's really opened up my eyes to really self-reflect and look at managing in different ways, for sure.
Beautiful. So a huge part of the course is doing a research inquiry. What that is about for our listeners, it's really thinking about what you want to know with regards to how other people perceive you as a leader, and closing the gaps, your learning gaps specifically, because what you don't know, you don't know. So that's why it's so helpful to get that feedback. And this is a very unique course where it's not generic content. We focus on your unique leadership style. If you're not able to understand self-leadership, then you will not be able to lead. So the research inquiry can be very confronting and intimidating. We come up with a specific set of questions that you ask colleagues, past, present, with regards to feedback on your leadership. So how did it feel for you to press send with regards to your leadership form to those contacts, Ed?
For me, I was definitely apprehensive. I think just in general, we don't like receiving feedback because we're worried it'll be negative. I think it was a mixture of emotions. I was definitely excited to see what the outcome would be. Definitely nervous to see what the outcome would be. In the end, excited because I knew it was just, it's a way to learn from it. I knew it was a valuable tool, a valuable thing to do, because I'll definitely be learning either way from it.
Fantastic. So I'm sure that would be one of the obstacles with regards to asking for feedback, as you said, worried about whether the feedback will be negative. And obviously when it's negative, it could impact our sense of self-worth and self-esteem, our ego. And so we tend to avoid asking for feedback. Can you tell me how often have you received feedback since working in the industry?
You know, it's been over 10 years and it's been very rare. I think anything that's kind of close to feedback is during appraisals. And even then, I think the systems in place, in my experience, have been pretty vague. We've kind of touched on a couple of things, but nothing's kind of been implemented or I haven't learned fully from it. So I think just doing this research inquiry is, you know, it's very black and white. It's, you know what's what. And I think it's, definitely more beneficial than what I've had in the past.
Okay, so what you've learned from the feedback module, what do you intend to implement on board with your team?
Definitely my communication style. I'm quite open to sharing information, but I think just, you know, based on my experiences, I feel that I should I've lost my train of thought. Blooper. I think based on my communication style, I think I need to be more empathetic. I think I need to see things from other, like my other teammates' perspective, see things from their perspective, and and in order to come to a solution with whatever we're challenged with, to see things from different sides. I think that's definitely a big one for me.
Yeah, interesting. And that's empathy, which, you know, is a huge part of emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. And I can share a recent example with you with regards to empathy, where a female chef, was told that she needs to do dual roles, and it's a big vessel. So she's not a sole chef / sole stew. And the captain wanted her to help with cabins and put on a separate uniform, which is squats. And she didn't feel comfortable doing that. She doesn't want to wear a squat. She wants to wear pants. And the captain said she needs to harden up. It's the industry. It's the expectation. And she said, well, you know, do you expect the engineer to come and work in the galley and put on a chef's uniform? No, you don't. And another thing on top of that, normally there's a reason behind why we do what we do. And did I just break up there?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, so normally there's a reason why we do what we do. So unfortunately for her, she was a victim of sexual assault at a young age, and that's why she wants to wear pants.
Right, yeah.
So I think acting with kindness, compassion, and empathy is crucial when you want to be an effective leader. It's not about throwing commands. This is how it's done. It's my way or the highway. It has to be a conversation and negotiation.
Yeah.
So going back to your learnings, we also learned about doing performance appraisals, which is a great way to provide feedback. However, through my experience of doing performance appraisals on board, if the crew are not prepped around receiving and delivering feedback, it can be a disaster. And I know we've discussed this in the course, that in order to do this advanced course, you do need emotional maturity and intelligence. Otherwise, you can get on the defensive. So how do you, A, intend to prep the crew around receiving and delivering feedback? And how do you foresee yourself running performance appraisals?
I think in terms of prepping, giving them an understanding that the appraisal is not a negative thing. I think, just opening up their minds to seeing it as an opportunity for what's to come, rather than appraisals being focusing on negative things, which it isn't and it shouldn't be. So in terms of prep, I think just give them something to think about before they come into the actual appraisal. Give them a couple of questions that they can mull over, even a couple of questions that will get them thinking about what feedback they have for me, in terms of how I can, manage better, or, just see things from a different perspective. I think if they're prepared when they come in for their appraisal, I think they're more open to talking and sharing information.
Brilliant. So when you did your research inquiry, were you pleasantly surprised with the results? Did you think it was going to be negative, or were you a little bit concerned?
Yeah, I think I was definitely surprised at one thing, because embedded in me, I don't feel like I come across as a confident manager. Yeah, so I think one of my questions in my feedback form, which I was apprehensive about, was about me being an assertive yet calm communicator, because I don't see myself as a very confident person. It's just like the self-beliefs that I've had. But a lot of the feedback that I received was that they did see me as a confident leader. So, that was surprising to see, and, obviously a good feeling to have. I think on the other end of the spectrum, there was something that was slightly negative. I think at the time, the person who responded to my feedback form, they were in a junior position, and, they saw my role as me just, sitting at my desk all day and not getting involved as much, physically. And so, I was a bit shocked at that because I had the belief that I was quite good at, getting involved. But, that's what these forms are for, these feedback forms are for. I think, that's definitely opened up my eyes to be more alert with that and, to get more involved. And if anything, it's showing support, it's getting the work done quicker, and it's helping the team. So...
Good. So we did cover a module on limiting beliefs, and you said you saw yourself as perhaps not an effective communicator and lacking a bit of self-confidence. Now that you've received that feedback, are you able to shift or challenge that belief system? Do you still believe in it? Is it truth to you, or are you open to thinking otherwise?
Yeah, I think, just based on my current situation, since doing this course, I've not been working. And I think, those beliefs, although my mindset has changed, from doing this course, for sure, absolutely, I feel like I still have those beliefs in the back of my head. And until I get back into a work environment and have a team around me again, it's a way to show myself that I am that person that people do describe me as, and it's something that I can build on as well. Being that confident person.
Yeah, sure. We do need the evidence to support or challenge our belief systems. Yeah. So if you were to advise a head of department who would really like to do what you're doing and be confident and brave enough to do a research inquiry, where do they begin and what sort of questions would they ask? If you're happy to share some of the questions you asked to give them a bit of inspiration, that would be wonderful.
So with regards to that feedback form, I think a good place to start is, just think about the experiences that you've had, in the past, in yachting, I guess, if you want to keep it specific. Also, just a bit of self-reflection. I think one of the things I asked for, actually my first question that I asked was what 5 adjectives would you use to describe me as a leader? And answers can be good, bad, or ugly. Because, the people that you send these feedback forms to, of course, it's people that know you, but you don't want them to be biased and just give you, positive positive feedback. You really need to have honest feedback, I think. So that's why I put good, bad, or ugly, so that, they can go to town with what they think. Another question I asked was, what strengths did I bring to our workplace? I think it's good to know what strengths others see in you, so that you can carry that on and you can carry that on to your next position. Just looking at the other side of the spectrum, what do you feel I lacked to be a good leader, and what could I do to further my leadership skills? So it's things that you might not even think about. You might think, you're the best leader in the world. So to hear feedback, which will be, honest feedback on the other side of the scale, I think it's good to learn from that as well. So, there'll definitely be questions that you need to throw in there that you might be scared of hearing the answers to. But I think you need to have it balanced so that you do get an overall picture or an all-round picture as to what feedback you're actually looking for.
Absolutely. Thank you for those pointers. Now I'm curious to know, when you join your next vessel, will you be asking for feedback from your superior, and what sort of questions do you think you'd be asking them?
Yeah, I think, I definitely will, for sure. I think this next job, I'm sure I'll be in probation for, you know, the first couple of months or whatever. And so in that time, without being too in their face, you know, I'm not going to ask them every day, like, you know, what they think of me. But I think questions that I will be asking are things like, you know, am I a good fit? Am I a good fit for the team? Is there something that you'd like me to improve on? Is there something else? Can I be doing something differently? In terms of like managing the team, even maybe I need to step back a bit more and let them, you know, get on with things. I think with my, you know, superior, I think I'm sure they'll be observing my ways at work, and you know, they'll be observing the whole department as well. So you know, they can definitely give me proper feedback in terms of like, you know, stepping back or like getting more involved. So I think it's just mainly about my interaction with the crew and obviously with the guests when they do come on board.
I think the benefits around asking for feedback is that you're not sitting in your own head and doing head miles around what you think people think of you. Like, you just get that clarity when you have the confidence to go straight up to them and ask.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it just saves any kind of turmoil or, you know, build up to, you know, something that shouldn't happen. So it's good to just knock these things in the head, definitely.
Fantastic. Ed, thank you so much for your time and sharing your wisdom with us. Lovely to hear all your learnings in action, and yeah, inspiring us to do the same, to have the confidence to ask for feedback, because it's clearly worth it.
Oh my god, it's really been worthwhile, for sure, and it's been an absolute pleasure to share my side of the story.
Thanks, Ed. Hi everyone, Kareem from The Crew Coach here. If you are interested in the accredited Guest IAMI Advanced Leadership course, do get in touch as the places fill up very quickly. You can contact me at kareen@thecrewcoach.com, that's K-A-R-I-N-E, or you can find me on social media, Facebook and Instagram. Send me a DM and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Take care, bye.